Part 1.
Listen to the answer phone message from a travel agency. Make notes on the pad about the message. Do not use more than 3 words for each note. First, look at the notes. The first one is done for you. You will hear the message twice.
This is a message for Kim Lee from the agency you booked your flights with, Apex Travel. I'm phoning to give you some new flight details. We originally booked you on flight AT573 to Dubai, leaving tomorrow, that's August 31st, at 9:30 a.m. Unfortunately, we have to tell you that that particular flight has been cancelled because of the unsold seats. I'm afraid it's not profitable for us to charter that plane. We do apologise for any inconvenience, but we've already rebooked you on another flight to Dubai. It's also leaving tomorrow, the same date as your original flight, August 31st, but at the slightly earlier time of 9:15 a.m. So, in fact, you will have the same number of days in Dubai, and you only need to check in 15 minutes earlier. This shouldn't complicate your travel plans to the airport. You're booked on flight BT614. Sorry, my mistake. That should be BT612. Usually, there's a rebooking charge of £20 for this service, but under the circumstances, we're prepared to waive this charge, and the rebooking has been done at no extra cost to you. I hope you're happy with these arrangements, and we would be grateful if you could confirm you've received this message. This is a message for Kim Lee from the agency you booked your flights with, Apex Travel. I'm phoning to give you some new flight details. We originally booked you on flight AT573 to Dubai, leaving tomorrow, that's August 31st, at 9:30 a.m. Unfortunately, we have to tell you that that particular flight has been cancelled because of the unsold seats. I'm afraid it's not profitable for us to charter that plane. We do apologise for any inconvenience, but we've already rebooked you on another flight to Dubai. It's also leaving tomorrow, the same date as your original flight, August 31st, but at the slightly earlier time of 9:15 a.m. So, in fact, you will have the same number of days in Dubai, and you only need to check in 15 minutes earlier. This shouldn't complicate your travel plans to the airport. You're booked on flight BT614. Sorry, my mistake. That should be BT612. Usually, there's a rebooking charge of £20 for this service, but under the circumstances, we're prepared to waive this charge, and the rebooking has been done at no extra cost to you. I hope you're happy with these arrangements, and we would be grateful if you could confirm you've received this message. Part 2. Part 2.
You will hear an interview with a young TV soap opera star, Jack Benton. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
And welcome to One to One. In the studio with us today is Jack Benton, who plays the leading role in the TV soap opera Teenagers. Jack, have you always wanted to be an actor?
Well, I've always wanted to act. It's the only thing I knew I wanted to do. I started acting when I was still at school. One day I went along to a TV studio to meet a TV star with a friend. As we got there, we heard one of the actors had suddenly decided to accept a job offer in another studio. Believe it or not, I was offered the job then and there. I'd planned to go to drama college and get a degree in cinema studies, but well, things just happened differently.
Mm-hmm. Do you find acting difficult, or is it fun?
I really enjoy acting. Not just because Teenagers is the first acting job I've done, but because I really get into it. And it's a real challenge, acting side by side with all the big stars. I find it hard learning what I have to say, though. I need to read through the script several times. I play the part of a really nasty guy, and I'm often asked if that's hard. Well, it's not really, and I won't suddenly turn into somebody like that.
Do you ever worry that fame may go to your head?
No. My mum's definitely going to keep my feet on the ground. She still makes me do the washing up, you know, and she insists I keep doing the usual things, like going around my mates' houses and sitting in the front room watching films and things. She's read lots of books about what fame can do to people, how an actor can have a real change of personality.
What type of clothes do you like to wear when you're not playing your TV role?
I love really casual clothes. And I love the old school type of trainer. I don't really like all the new multicoloured ones. I'm not after the latest fashion at all. My friends say some of the things I buy went out of fashion years ago. The truth is I can now afford all the gear that I wouldn't have dreamed of a few years ago. The price is no longer an issue.
You have a group of very good friends. What is it you like best about them?
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without them. I like to be able to have a laugh with them and forget all the stress of work. They're great at that. You see, fans are okay, but they're not real friends. When they come up to me, I often run in the opposite direction. Friends are different, well, mine are anyway. They often tell me what's bothering them, for example. And I know they're not thinking I'm a big star. I'm just a friend.
Jack, you seem to be very fit. Is the gym one of your favourite places?
No, the gym's a place I never ever go to, as it happens. I'm afraid my excuse is simply lack of time. I'm sure it would do me a lot of good. Although, as you say, I basically look really fit. In fact, I'm not as strong as I look. At school, I used to play a number of sports and was never much good at any, I'm afraid. I couldn't understand how my friends found them so exciting.
One last question, Jack. What are your dreams for the future?
Well, like most young actors, I have quite a few. Getting an award for my role in Teenagers is top of my list at the moment. And I've been offered the opportunity to play a minor role in a film, which is tempting because it might lead to other cinema roles.
Yeah.
Also, films are shown all over the world. You might think this sounds strange, but I'm not keen on that kind of success. It's too frightening.
Thank you, Jack. It's been wonderful to have you in our studio. and welcome to One to One. In the studio with us today is Jack Benton, who plays the leading role in the TV soap opera Teenagers. Jack, have you always wanted to be an actor?
Well, I've always wanted to act. It's the only thing I knew I wanted to do. I started acting when I was still at school. One day I went along to a TV studio to meet a TV star with a friend. As we got there, we heard one of the actors had suddenly decided to accept a job offer in another studio. Believe it or not, I was offered the job then and there. I'd planned to go to drama college and get a degree in cinema studies, but well, things just happened differently.
Mm-hmm. Do you find acting difficult, or is it fun?
I really enjoy acting. Not just because Teenagers is the first acting job I've done, but because I really get into it. And it's a real challenge, acting side by side with all the big stars. I find it hard learning what I have to say, though. Mm. I need to read through the script several times. I play the part of a really nasty guy, and I'm often asked if that's hard. Well, it's not really, and I won't suddenly turn into somebody like that.
Do you ever worry that fame may go to your head?
No. My mum's definitely going to keep my feet on the ground. She still makes me do the washing up, you know. And she insists I keep doing the usual things, like going around my mates' houses and sitting in the front room watching films and things. She's read lots of books about what fame can do to people, how an actor can have a real change of personality.
What type of clothes do you like to wear when you're not playing your TV role?
I love really casual clothes. And I love the old school type of trainer. I don't really like all the new multicoloured ones. I'm not after the latest fashion at all. My friends say some of the things I buy went out of fashion years ago. The truth is I can now afford all the gear that I wouldn't have dreamed of a few years ago. The price is no longer an issue.
You have a group of very good friends. What is it you like best about them?
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without them. I like to be able to have a laugh with them and forget all the stress of work. They're great at that. You see, fans are okay, but they're not real friends. When they come up to me, I often run in the opposite direction. Friends are different, well, mine are anyway. They often tell me what's bothering them, for example. And I know they're not thinking I'm a big star. I'm just a friend.
Jack, you seem to be very fit. Is the gym one of your favourite places?
No, the gym's a place I never ever go to, as it happens. I'm afraid my excuse is simply lack of time. I'm sure it would do me a lot of good, although, as you say, I basically look really fit. In fact, I'm not as strong as I look. At school, I used to play a number of sports and was never much good at any, I'm afraid. I couldn't understand how my friends found them so exciting.
One last question, Jack. What are your dreams for the future?
Well, like most young actors, I have quite a few. Getting an award for my role in Teenagers is top of my list at the moment. And I've been offered the opportunity to play a minor role in a film, which is tempting because it might lead to other cinema roles.
Yeah.
Also, films are shown all over the world. You might think this sounds strange, but I'm not keen on that kind of success. It's too frightening.
Thank you, Jack. It's been wonderful to have you in our studio.
Part 3.
You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 8 to 14, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 8.
I really wanted to see them live. I wanted to be sure that this time I'd be there. So I bought a ticket months ago. Anyway, my parents said I was crazy to spend all that money. But, of course, they have no idea. That's the sort of price you pay. Anyway, I got there. You could hardly move. So many people. Everyone so happy. We couldn't wait, you know. I've got all their albums, and now I was going to see them play all that. So what do you think happened? None of my old favorites, you know. What made them famous? It was all their later stuff. I really wanted to see them live. I wanted to be sure that this time I'd be there. So I bought a ticket months ago. Anyway, my parents said I was crazy to spend all that money. But, of course, they have no idea. That's the sort of price you pay. Anyway, I got there. You could hardly move. So many people. Everyone so happy. We couldn't wait, you know. I've got all their albums, and now I was going to see them play all that. So what do you think happened? None of my old favorites, you know. What made them famous? It was all their later stuff.
9.
Before we go, let me mention a program we're recording on Tuesday, May the 30th at the Heian Wai Festival of Literature, when we're inviting you to bring along your favourite children's books of the past, be they prized first editions, old annuals, or well-funded picture books from years ago. If you think or hope they're collector's items, whether they belong to Granny or whether you pick them up in a second-hand bookshop, join us for the programme when our guest experts will be putting a value on the books you bring. So, that's Tuesday, May the 30th at 2 o'clock, and tickets are available free from the festival box office. Before we go, let me mention a program we're recording on Tuesday, May the 30th at the Heian Wai Festival of Literature, when we're inviting you to bring along your favourite children's books of the past, be they prized first editions, old annuals, or well-funded picture books from years ago. If you think or hope they're collector's items, whether they belong to Granny or whether you pick them up in a second-hand bookshop, join us for the program when our guest experts will be putting a value on the books you bring. So, that's Tuesday, May the 30th at 2 o'clock, and tickets are available free from the festival box office.
Yes, you see, I bought this very comfortable pair of shoes, or at least, well, I thought they were okay. I wore them to the office once, and then this terrible pain in my right foot started. Oh, I thought I must return them at once. They are no good at all. A good thing I had kept the receipt. But then friends said there may be something wrong with your foot. You should have it seen to. So I thought I'd better come and see you. Find out if there's a broken bone or something. Yes, you see, I bought this very comfortable pair of shoes, or at least, well, I thought they were okay. I wore them to the office once, and then this terrible pain in my right foot started. Oh, I thought I must return them at once. They are no good at all. A good thing I had kept the receipt. But then friends said there may be something wrong with your foot. You should have it seen to. So I thought I'd better come and see you. Find out if there's a broken bone or something.
It was a bit slow for me, really.
But that was only the first class. I think you have to learn the steps first, and then, when you can do it without thinking about it, you'll be able to move around a lot faster.
I know, but I prefer something more active, like running or the gym. As far as exercise was concerned, I didn't even work up a sweat. And I never go to parties, so when am I going to get any practice?
I suppose I'll have to find another partner then.
It was a bit slow for me, really.
But that was only the first class. I think you have to learn the steps first, and then, when you can do it without thinking about it, you'll be able to move around a lot faster.
I know, but I prefer something more active, like running or the gym. As far as exercise was concerned, I didn't even work up a sweat. And I never go to parties, so when am I going to get any practice?
I suppose I'll have to find another partner then.
I'm committed to very high standards in food, but I need to get my hands dirty just as much as a farmer or fisherman does, and get a sense of where the food comes from and appreciate what it's like in its early stages. For me, it's much more interesting to do something like this, to actually come and see the fish being landed, to choose my own fish, than to get too involved in all the paperwork, the accounts, and all that side of the business, as many of my colleagues seem to. I'm committed to very high standards in food, but I need to get my hands dirty just as much as a farmer or fisherman does, and get a sense of where the food comes from, and appreciate what it's like in its early stages. For me, it's much more interesting to do something like this, to actually come and see the fish being landed, to choose my own fish, than to get too involved in all the paperwork, the accounts, and all that side of the business, as many of my colleagues seem to.
13.
So, how was your briefcase stolen?
Well, I came into the restaurant and sat down over there. Then I ordered lunch.
And you put the briefcase under the table?
Yeah, and I looked out of the window for a while at all the people walking down the street. Next thing, I looked down and the briefcase is gone.
You'd better come to the police station with me. We'll need a full report.
14.
Wondering whether a career in IT is really for you? Come along on Thursday the 24th of June. Find out what's involved and get a free technical basics course. This will cover a full explanation of what's inside your PC. Networking will be discussed and the way computers interconnect and communicate across local or international networks. All the basics of the world of computing will be introduced, so this one day may be your chance to get a good start.